It's certainly not one of our better performances to change the formation, decided to go two up front, which I felt would perhaps give us a little bit more control if we can in the final third, keeping the ball and possibly getting the ball out wide and allowing us to perhaps get the goals that we needed. But we needed to play better on the day. I thought we had a decent spell in the second half, particularly when Kasinga came on, and it looked like possibly that might be our best opportunity to win the game as the game opened up. But that was always a threat, because certainly once the big fella comes up front and they got a little bit more direct, there was always, of course, a possibility they might get something on a second ball. But certainly not one of our best performances. I think we have to look at it. It's away from home, disappointing, because I think we're perhaps, with the form that Millwall have showed at home, disappointed that we wasn't able to come here and get a win. But probably at this stage of the season, you've also got to look. It's away from home. It's another point. Sometimes you're looking at the other results, and hopefully they went our way, which I think they did. And we roll on to the next one.
Was it a game that you targeted to play two up front in, Chris?
Only after the last game. I think perhaps for where we are, the difficulty we've had is getting the goals that we want. You know, we've been reasonably sort of secure as a team, and we're not a side that concedes a lot of goals, but we're also not a side that scored a lot, and particularly I think it was an opportunity for our strikers perhaps to get on the score sheet, playing Leon and of course Macca, but we just needed to be a little bit better on the ball in that first half period, and probably that's what's let us down.
Was it the service to the front men that let the side down, Chris?
I think it was a service. I think it was a choice also. You know, I think the plenty of endeavour, I think from Macca to run beyond and for Bestie to come short, but I think it was perhaps a lack of quality service, the wrong options, and of course there's a responsibility of front players to want to hold that ball, to make good of balls that are perhaps not the type of quality that they would like. So I think probably just an overall sort of slackness from the team tonight.
You changed things around at half-time, Baron Cole going off. Was that an injury, Chris?
I think he's somebody that's played a lot of games in a short period of time, and he's also somebody that before that, you know, has not been a consistent player of games over a period of time. So, yes, it was a knock in the end, but I think there was a few little signs maybe just before that. But hopefully it'll be okay.
A difficult place to come to, though, Chris, and, you know, with a new man in charge, they came at you very hard the first sort of half an hour particularly.
Yeah, and I think we expected that. And the surface, it's a good surface to play on. We knew that they would be revigorated with the manager. You know, even reading the programme notes and seeing what, you know, this club means to him and what he wants his players to do. I thought they played quite well at Bolton. Conceded two goals, two very, very good goals, you know, against the run of play a little bit. So we knew what to expect, and I think they'll keep going right through at the end.
You were very positive with your substitutions again, Chris. Did you feel the game was there for the winning even towards the end?
Yeah, and I also felt with Zhao is that we needed to gain a little bit more control of the ball, and that's one thing he does do. He gets it in pockets really well. Kasinga, I felt, could get us the ball higher up the park. And probably if we were going to get the result that we wanted, it was probably going to be from one of them two individuals, either a Kasinga providing somebody with an assist or scoring himself, or a Zhao. And I think probably that's how it panned out.
You mentioned it's another point Wigan have lost against. Like, there's no real pressure coming on the Albion from below at the moment, which I guess is good news, Chris.
Yes, it's good news, but we have to look after ourselves. And the ideal way would have been to have got the result that we wanted at the weekend and of course got a result here today, then perhaps we could look below us in a little bit of a different way, but I think we've got eight games left. I'm seeing some of the results in this division tonight, and it's incredibly tight at the top. I'm looking some of the results around, of course, where we are, and that's the type of league, and I certainly don't expect to get any easier game than today over the next eight games, and I think that's the way it's going to go for every team.
You were very quick, Chris, at the end of the game to go and acknowledge the Albion fans. It was another terrific travelling support tonight.
Well, they were not only excellent by the numbers that turned up, but they were very vocal right the way through. They were very vocal at the end. You know, they could have been, they've travelled a long way. You know, there could have been that disappointment at the end that they didn't get the result or the win that they would like to have seen. But they stayed. And they were very vocal, and we'll need them. We'll need as many as we can on our travels to hopefully get us them results that we need.